Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Looking back in the last 10 years of gaming, there have been a lot of bangers. After all, in that time we have seen games release on three whole console generations, and AAA titles have only gotten bigger and bigger. Because of that, there have been plenty of gems that have slipped through the cracks, and whether they're 6 months old or turning 10 this year, they all deserve a bit more time to shine. So, I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 best hidden gem video games of the last 10 years. But first up, an honorable mention, Resistance 3. Listen, right, I know that Resistance 3 misses out on this list by half a year or something, but it's my list, and I just really want to talk about Resistance, so indulge me for a second. It took them 3 attempts, but Insomniac finally fulfilled the potential of their post-apocalyptic alien shooter series with this final game. Though the first 2 releases weren't quite the Halo killer that Sony probably wanted, they were still ambitious FPS games, with interesting stories and a damn good world to fight your way through. The third game elevated everything though. The narrative was more emotional, characters more well-rounded, and the gunplay was tighter than ever. Throw in some spectacular set pieces and Resistance 3 was a bloody good shooter, but nobody cared. At that point, PS3 players had kind of given up on the franchise ever becoming a smash hit that it could have been, and with 2011 being a particularly stacked year, it ended up buried. But still, bring Resistance back, Sony. Please go on for me. Number 10, Visage. When it comes to the best horror games of the last few years, Visage absolutely needs to be in the conversation, and not just because it made me so scared that I thought I was going to throw up. On the surface, you can see why it didn't make waves. It's a small indie title that's very clearly inspired by P.T., from the familiar suburban house setting to the obtuse first-person puzzles. But while the title wears this inspiration on its sleeve, it's so much more than a clone, and is absolutely brimming with creative horror scenarios. Essentially split into a few different vignettes focusing on specific characters and their tragedies, the house itself transforms to fit each story. There'll be a section where your only light source is the flash of a camera, scientifically one of the scariest horror setups whenever it's used, by the way, while another will see you taken on a trippy descent into hell itself. What makes Visage, though, is its unpredictability. Despite spending so much time in the same hallways and rooms, you never feel like you know what's going to be waiting for you. The apparitions haunting you always catch you off guard, and the brilliant sound design immerses you in the game's traumatic story. Number 9, Batman Arkham Origins. Though it took a while, Arkham Origins did eventually enjoy something of a small reappraisal. But it shouldn't be forgotten that for the majority of its life, this spin-off was treated as the unwanted child of a glorious superhero trilogy. I mean, it wasn't even included on the remastered Arkham collection, and that's just doing it dirty. Crafted purely as a stopgap between the final 2 main Arkham games, Origins' corporate reason to exist is no secret, but the devs at WB Montreal overcame those limitations to deliver a the follow-up that deviates from the core installments in worthwhile ways. Sure, there's still a lot of familiarity present in the gameplay and setting, but the spin-off still boasts a great story. In a way, it's kinda like the New Vegas of the Batman series, a quote-unquote unnecessary spin-off that was initially poorly received, but which has since been embraced by the diehards as perhaps the cream of the crop. I mean, it's nowhere near as good as New Vegas, mind. That thing is GOAT material. Number 8, Soma. There have been plenty of great narrative-driven first-person games, including the likes of Gone Home and Firewatch, and it's an absolute travesty that Soma is never placed on the same level as those genre-defining giants. And that's perhaps because it was wrongly pigeonholed as a horror game closer to Layers of Fear or the developer's own previous title, Amnesia. That genre heritage, of course, is still there, and you do spend plenty of time crouch-walking around tables to avoid the petrifying gaze of horrifying mechanical beasties in this game. in. But it's the storytelling and world building that makes the title so damn appealing. Uncovering the mysteries of this world, which takes the form of an underwater base housing the last remnants of the human race following an extinction event, is tantalizing and features twists that are far too juicy to spoil here. So, please, just play it if you can. Number 7, Assassin's Creed Syndicate. No matter what Ubisoft had up their sleeve to follow the utter embarrassment that was Assassin's Creed Unity, it was always going to disappoint. After years of growing discontent, Unity broke the AC series in half, with its bevy of glitches and launch problems making for a limp jump to the next generation. That shadow extended to the next game, the Victorian London set Syndicate, and made for one of the lowest selling installments in the franchise's history. That was a travesty though, because the follow-up was actually better in every single way. Of course, it was the setting that was the real winner in this title though. Walking these streets and ziplining to the top of iconic London buildings never gets old, and it was complemented by a story stacked with great characters and period-specific cameos. It's a shame the location was a one-and-done affair, because it deserved way more time to shine. Still, this was a fine send-off to the first era of Assassin's Creed. Number 6, Mad Max. For as long as I've been at this job, I've championed Mad Max as one of the most underrated games of the last generation. At this point, I actually can't even remember if it's as much a bit as a genuine feeling, but I do know how much of an impact this left on both me and Scott Tailford. That's because the sandbox brawler could have been nothing more than a shoddy tie-in to cash in on the release of Mad Max Fury Road, which came out just a few months prior, but it was way, way more than that, and could easily rub shoulders with the best in the open world genre at the time. Its death sentence came from releasing on the same day as Metal Gear Solid 5 though, which completely overshadowed this risky purchase in comparison. That absolutely sucks though, because Mad Max was and is so much fun. What made it so special and charming was the way it blended the surprisingly gorgeous sandbox with the core gameplay staples of post-apocalyptic living. Everything here is purposeful, the action is tight, and crafting your own magnum opus Deathbringer car never gets old.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Number 5, Max Payne 3. Speaking of the rare things that me and Scott Tailford actually agree on, let's talk about Max Payne 3. Now, there are some people out there who think that Max Payne 3 simply shouldn't exist, and that it spits patooey on the quality of the first two titles that Remedy created. However, those people are wrong. Rockstar took the reins of the franchise following that second game and injected it with their own brand of detail-orientated design. The effort the studio usually puts into delivering massive, dense open worlds was filtered into a linear third-person shooter, and it resulted in one of the most tactile, visceral action games ever. Though the deliberateness won't be for everyone, there's something so undeniably satisfying about accounting for Max's weight and position that makes pulling off those sick, gravity-defying slow-motion kills feel even better. Throw in a killer story that rivals any action flick, and Max Payne 3 shouldn't be slept on by any shooter fan. Number 4, The Evil Within 2. At the start of 2019, every video game fan and critic hailed Resident Evil 2 as bringing the survival horror genre back from the brink, and that was always weird to me, because The Evil Within 2, in my opinion, did that exact same thing years prior, and nobody cared. The original game was a rough around the edges charmer, but this sequel raised the bar in every way. It was spookier, the story was better, the gunplay tighter and enemies nastier, and even better, it introduced a semi-open world structure that somehow complemented the horror element elements and made the experience even scarier. The best thing you can say about The Evil Within 2, though, is that it actively makes the original a better game in hindsight. The plot points it picks up, the motifs it repeats, and enemies that return are all deepened and granted greater significance, and it's generally just a great survival horror experience that you can now even play in first person if you want. Number 3, Before Your Eyes. Right, if you've watched even a few of my videos this year, you'll probably know that Before Your Eyes is my latest obsession. But while I've boasted about it in its own editorial, please permit me to chat about it just one more time, because I couldn't leave it off this list. Before Your Eyes was always destined to be a cult hit. It's only available on PC, and the gameplay is based mostly around your webcam. See, this game chronicles the entire life of a man called Benny, told from a first-person perspective. However, the gimmick is that every time you blink in real life, you skip forward in Benny's life, meaning that you're unlikely to see everything the game has to offer, as you're always cutting things off too early. It's more than just a gimmick, though. The story of Benny's life is unsurprisingly a tragic one, and this framing device gives it a sense of urgency and fatalism that makes the final moments so emotionally charged. The writing is spot on, characters are well drawn, and scenarios are memorable, and it makes one of the most moving things you'll ever experience. Number 2, Control. It absolutely sucks that Control has already well and truly cemented itself as a hidden gem, and not the genuine smash hit that it could have been. Whether it was the marketing or a general disinterest from the audience is unclear, but Remedy's latest shooter hasn't broken out of its little niche corner of the industry, which is a travesty considering that it has some of the slickest combat mechanics in recent memory. Once you nab all the powers in Control, fighting enemies almost feels godly. Hovering around areas, telekinetically picking up chunks of the environment, and then launching them into a huddle of goons while picking the remainder off with an alien shape-shifting gun makes for one of those gameplay loops that should get old after 8 hours, but somehow never does. It never stops being so satisfying. That's only one part of the overall excellent puzzle, though. It's the setting that really shine, as the mysteries of the oldest house pose fascinating questions, and that signature Remedy charm runs throughout the veins of this creepy building. Games in 2019 had a major personality problem, and Control stuck two fingers up to that and embraced the weirdness. Number 1, Splinter Cell Blacklist. There hasn't been a new Splinter Cell game in nearly a decade now, which stings doubly because the last installment, Blacklist, was such a confident step in a new direction for the series. Coming towards the tail end of the 360 era, Blacklist followed up the controversial Conviction, attempting to blend that title's action-orientated approach to stealth with the classical, methodical approach of the original trilogy. Though franchises suffering an identity crisis have tried and failed to find a harmonious balance before, looking at you, Resident Evil 6, Ubisoft's efforts surprisingly paid off here. If you wanted a more active, aggressive approach, the level design accommodated for that, while also providing the ability to take it slow and ghost your way through areas. The focus was always on player choice, and it made for an inventive stealth game at a time where the genre was sadly no longer in vogue. A remake of the first game is on the way, but should Ubisoft greenlight a sequel proper, it should build on these foundations. But I guess, let's face it, it'll probably end up just being another open world game, won't it? So, that's our list. Let us know what you guys think down in the comments below. Have you played and loved any of these hidden gems? And are there any that you think deserved a spot on this list? Let us know, and while you're down there, can you please give us a like, share, subscribe, and also head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't, though, I've been Josh. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.